morning, Power Hour Nation. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea and from the shores to the shores beyond. We welcome you. This is your hope for liberation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse. In fact, tonight, we're going to be forming a very big posse with the webinar. Daniel Estulin is going to speak. There's still tickets available. You have, as I believe, until 6 o'clock to get them. You can purchase them at thepowerhour.com. And this event is going to be a seminar to prepare people for the upcoming crisis, to describe the probable global scenarios as well as the best options for dealing with them. The global economic depression is approaching. It is necessary to prepare for it immediately. The basis of survival is a correct understanding of the ongoing process. The collapse will result in the breakdown of countries, the end of the current planetary economic model, the rise of regionalization of the economies that are going to replace sovereign countries, the end of democracy, the rise of a global dictatorship. This webinar offers answers to the fundamental questions. With the global collapse upon us, where do we go from here? What awaits us next? What will be the post-crisis world? How are we going to survive in a world where rules of engagement are yet to be defined? Will the world be the same when this is over? How will America's political future be affected by the COVID-19? What will happen to the economy, American and global? Will there be a civil war in America? What are the consequences of that war? What should families do to preserve and protect their savings? You have to sign up for this. You cannot join by phone. You have to have an email account to purchase the ticket at thepowermall.com. And we'll do some of the other promotions at the break. Part of this is, I believe we've lived in a global dictatorship for a long time. There is hidden hands running the world. Our leaders are nothing more than puppets who just have to bark at the command of their masters. The hard part for us to figure out is who are the masters. David Icke gets into that in one of his videos that was pulled from YouTube and now on an independent London media player. And he gets into a lot of the things I brought up last year about the hidden hand. I talked about the war of the multiverse, that there is a hidden civilization living in parallel with us that are our masters. And instead of fighting us overtly as they did before, as described in the Indian text, the Mahabharata, they're doing it covertly, sneaking in, gaining control of our systems, using propaganda to make us feel vulnerable and weak, to scare us, practicing the art of war in a manner and a complexity that probably Sun Tzu never could have dreamed of. And this is why we're on our knees and not standing up, because people refuse to look at the great battle, the great battles of the past, the history, to see how we are manipulated and controlled. And by refusing to do that, you gave the battlefield to the enemy for generations, that they can just come and kick us anytime they please. I also try to impress upon you the teachings of Marshall McLuhan, the media scientist, one of the greatest minds to ever come out of Canada, great enough to advise your presidents of the United States and of the alphabet soup media companies. His work is fundamental in making you see why everyone is shivering in fear, wearing these masks, quite complacent to lose their jobs, their life, their livelihood, their freedom, and everything else, because they are masters of this strategy. And most people have never heard of Marshall McLuhan. Even the generation before me, when they walk by me in these various stages of fear, they say, "Don't you remember? The medium is the message." So whatever medium comes into your brain, it programs you like a computer to obey because you accept it. And we have a great God, the television, the greatest God ever created to control us. It's followed up by mainstream media and the print media, owned by the hidden hands, controlled by them, so that we get on our knees and return to Egypt and bow and grovel, waiting for the crumbs to fall off the table to tell us what to do, because we cannot think independently. We go to schools that teach us what to think, but not how to think. So even though all the evidence is before our eyes, we just have to examine it, look at it, use Plato's laws of logic to look for inconsistencies, and we find them, we can start discerning the truth. And the truth at this stage is very, very important, because your lives will depend on this truth. You will have to relive the mistakes of history. If we talk civil war, starvation, disease, violence like you could have never imagined at your doorstep for as long as it lasts, a hell like no other hell you could possibly imagine. The Civil War in the 19th century was bad enough. But just think about Sherman's March, where it went, what it did, what brother does to brother, and realize the futility of war. At the anniversary of Gettysburg, much, much later, the very aged veterans met together and held hands and looked into each other's eyes and were brothers again. Why don't we just skip the process of conflict from killing our brothers and do what Jesus said, love one another? It's a far better option. With the economic collapse situation, I have a compass. The compass is the Bible. And the Bible tells us what this is and what is coming and what is attempted by this hidden civilization. And many, many people have no exposure or have had no exposure to this because they took it out of the schools, they take it out of the public buildings. It's not talked about. Everything's fuzzy-wuzzy Santa Claus, so-called Jesus' birth, but nothing about his return, the return of the Messiah, the world that's going to exist at that time. That's what's important. That's why there's nothing about the birth story in the Bible. It's the return. People can debate whether it's the first time or the second time, but it is the return. The return is he rises into the cloud to free the dead trapped in the cloud with those that remain. And who are that dead? The only logical answer is that's Microsoft's cloud you're trapped in. If you were a movie buff and you saw Superman 2 and you know what the Phantom Zone is, that's your future. That's where the techie giants want to put you. It looks like an LP cover, and the villains were trapped inside. It was glass, and you could see their faces as they're screaming in terror because they are trapped in a digital prison that they cannot escape from. That's the end run where they'd want to take you, to free this earth of your godly souls so that Satan's minions won't even have to look at the image of God that we are supposed to be, or any of his other creations. They're creating nanobots that all inanimate objects may be like silicon living creatures, and that anything that's a natural form of life will be eliminated or turned into something compliant to them, where the master global brain can run you. I mentioned about this Barcelona mobile phone conference. They're building this master global brain. When I talked about the day after Roswell, Colonel Corso mentioned they're to build the global master brain. 1997, 2019, 22 years later, they're building the master global brain that will control everything through the 5G internet. The Bible says very, very clearly, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So our other life forms, including our human brethren, are not our enemy. Our enemy is not of flesh and blood. and the only logical conclusion you can come to, it is chips and circuits. So that's why I've never been a big believer in any of the alternative forms of money that are chips and circuits, like blockchain, because it's part of the beast system. This is where I'm being sent to. The Bible is very, very clear. Jesus tells us to walk away from money. What did Jesus do to the money lenders, to the money changers, when they were in the temple? He physically, forcibly kicked them out. A good example for us to know, not to fight each other, but to be very wary of the money traders and throw them out of our temple, Eden, once and for all, so that we can be free. To replace one form of money with another form of money to trade seems immaterial. Revelation talks very clearly about how everything drops to zero, including the trading in the souls of men. So they are going to sell your soul on the commodity markets. They're selling our bodies already because we are slaves in this financial system. The next one will take us a step further. Eden provides our needs, especially if we're in more tropical climes, that the fruit of the trees are available to us, the fish of the sea. That is an economy. Your farm is a working economy. You grow your food, you can make money from it, and you can exist outside of the crumbs that have to fall from the rich man's table, like most of us wage earner slaves, myself included. But it was a good message there in the Bible about what happens to Lazarus. Because what does it profit you to acquire all the money in the world at the cost of your soul? That has to be one of the most fundamental lessons in Christianity. Doesn't do anything for you. Because what happened to the rich man? He went to Hades. Lazarus, the poor man, covered in sores, went to heaven directly. Very important. It's kind of funny in a way that, you know, I had an injury to my leg and I put something on it and it gave me a rash. Who licks my sore? My dog. So maybe God's got a message there that I'm welcome on the other side of the divide, because these temporal things mean nothing to me short of the love of God. They are things we use and exist in because we were born into this system. But it's an evil system based on war and greed and other preposterous things that would be nice to escape from, really. We have some news here. China pressured the World Health Organization not to declare a coronavirus emergency. Well, isn't that sweet of them? It is just unbelievable, really, that they can control the dialectic so easily and make themselves just look like the most terrible things. But we're all sinners. When we hear about China, what they did to their doctors who are trying to bring forth the truth, is there any difference to the doctors in the United States or other parts of the world trying to bring forth the truth? YouTube pulls the videos, so they're censored, just like China, because YouTube does the censoring in China anyway, comrade Google. These doctors are threatened termination of their employment for telling you the realities that they're facing. The one that I saw last night was a doctor in Texas saying that she was using President Trump's glorious drug and having great success with it, that she wasn't afraid to treat patients. That's what medicine's all about. She said she was a doctor for 29 years in other great catastrophes like AIDS, and they tested and examined their patients with their hands, because that's what you have to do. It's a hands-on approach. And she's cured 98%, or at least forced them to recover, with this hydroxychloroquine. that President Trump was poo-pooed over. She said the pharmaceutical companies are telling the pharmacies not to fill these prescriptions for doctors asking for them. And she said the one in her neighborhood, you know, asked her, what are you using this for? And if she told them it was for COVID, they refused to fill the prescription. And she says, I don't have to tell you what I'm treating my patients for. It's confidential. I don't have to say that. It's my patient and me. That's our concern. And I said, well, they won't fill these prescriptions. So she made up the ones that are other uses, whether it could be you have arthritis or lupus or something like that, and then they would fill it. So they were quite prepared to prevent you from having treatment for something, because this is a created crisis, and they don't care how many people of you die because you can't get treatment for something. They don't care. That's part of getting the numbers up. So you can see this is not just a psychological operation, but a full-blown war against we the people to scare us into submission. But as Americans stood shoulder to shoulder on all the battlefields in the Revolutionary War, big lead balls flew across those fields from all sorts of weapons. And we had to stand firm. The British could never do to you what these people are doing to you, or have planned for you what these people have planned for you. So the Founding Fathers gave you your Second Amendment. The power has always been in your hands. The executive, the judiciary, the Senate, the Congress, they are your servants, not your masters. And when they break the contract of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the contract is null and void. And you have to manage your own world until you work out something better or reapply it to make it work. Hungary joins countries in the war on fake news. So that's part of my Jesus logic. What gives you freedom is the truth, because the truth sets you free. What enslaves you is a lie. So Hungary is obviously lying, perpetrating the lie so that the truth cannot come forward. So they say they're scaremongering by telling the truth. No. You're scaremongering by forcing people to give up their rights and shiver in their homes for fear of a disease that may not even exist, because it's never been scientifically isolated according to the Koch postulates. So who's spreading the fake news? The government, as they always have in the propaganda war. Coronavirus, Sanofi, France resist the idea of U.S. getting the vaccine first. Well, I hate to be evil, but go ahead. You test it first. There's that old commercial, get Mikey to try it. Well, this time it'll be Michelle. Michelle, you try it. And when your hair falls out and your organs boil and you collapse into a thud into the floor, I won't laugh at you, but I'll thank you for saving my life or the lives of my countrymen, because we weren't stupid enough to do this. You know, Gates himself said that there'd be 700,000 high-end problems with using this, including death. So go ahead and make my day. Take it. Because what's his game plan? He is one of the masters of the universe bringing this on. End of German support for NATO. Well, I'll tell you something. Germany was never going to give support to NATO. Any soldiers I knew that were in Germany with NATO said very, very clearly that their German colleagues told them, when the Russians come across the border, they just raise their hands and let them pass. And it's France's fight, because we're not going to stand in the way between a rock and a hard place. And they were just telling their allies, just so you know, it's important to know a lot of these things, because it can make a difference for you. $3 trillion Dem bill would grant amnesty to illegal aliens. It's amazing in this time of crisis that they can find, beg, borrow, or steal so many trillions of dollars to perpetuate lies and myths. Representative Rogers, Pelosi, $3 trillion bill, keeping her position. Silliness, socialist propaganda. But that's what makes the world run. People are inured to the fact that somehow there's a big government or some big thing. Usually that's the first sign of an intelligence operation, is there's some powerful entity that's going to solve all your problems so you don't have to do it, whether it be the government, the white hats, the aliens. You pick something, your people's rising in consciousness. It's all going to happen on its own. No. It doesn't happen on its own. It happens in the English Civil War when the king's head went in the basket. It happened at the Bastille. It happened in the Revolutionary War and many other things like that, that rights were enshrined. Go back even further, it was the Magna Carta. I don't know if you saw the video of the Australian woman being arrested for having the guts to stand in the street. She said, I have a right to stand in the street. And she had Magna Carta on her sign, and the police wanted to haul her away. Her child's in her arms screaming. But they have to take her away because the global gulag is here, and everyone must submit to this imaginary master that we have. In the old days, in British justice, the big thing was to be a peace officer. And if she stands there alone for a while, sooner or later, her arms are going to get sore from holding this kid. And she's going to go home. And it's over. She made her point. She goes home. Nobody's got to be beaten or taken off to jail. Problem solved. But they have to make street theater to show it. I missed that Marine that was in New York City, like 2011. Big guy, big as an oak tree. And he's telling like 30 NYPD cops as they're slugging people along, there's no honor in this. There's no honor in this. If you want to fight, go to Iraq. But there's no honor in this. And everywhere you look, there's no honor in this. I'm George Foyne. This is Power Our Nation. There's honor in this. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
My name is Daniel Estulin.
The decisions we make now with the global systemic collapse will decide whether we live as society or die.
The global economic depression approaching, it is necessary to prepare for it immediately.
The basis of survival is a correct understanding of the ongoing processes.
The collapse will result in the breakdown of countries, the end of the current planetary economic model,
the rise of the regionalization of the economies that are going to replace sovereign countries,
end of democracy,
the rise of global dictatorship.
Where do we go from here? What will the post-crisis world look like? What should families do to preserve their savings and to survive?
Please join us in an upcoming webinar with me, Daniel Estulin.
The Global Transformation Post-COVID-19 Webinar with Daniel Estulin, May 14th at 6 p.m. Reserve your tickets today at thepowerhour.com. That's thepowerhour.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. We are facing the greatest challenges the world has ever seen. And the reason we are is because we've surrendered. Not us specifically, because you're part of the enlightened, but generally most people in the world have surrendered their thought processes to the corporate media Borg. And this is the easiest war ever won because you just have to turn them off. Like I said in the movie Networking, turn them off right in the middle of the sentence they're speaking. Turn them off. People come to me and they talk to me about, you know, some of the media darlings in the news, you know, probably have tens of millions of listeners or something like that, or viewers or whatever. And I've never heard of them before because I don't listen to that stuff. Once in a blue moon, I'll turn something on just to get a story about something. But I'm not the slightest bit interested in what they have to say because most of it is to degrade what is true, decent, and proper and replace it with a counterfeit substitute. To hurt me, to enslave me, to terrorize me with fear, to steal my liberty, to steal my property, submit my children to God only knows what. Why would I want to listen to that? Why would you? Because it's there, because it's popular? Sometimes we have to take a stand. And if we took a stand over something as trivial as changing the channel, we might not have to take a stand in a big lineup for some sort of evil that we can't even begin to describe. We had a bit of news come to me before that isn't on the Power Hour News, but Natural News is reporting that the Department of Defense has ordered 500 million syringes. So France might not be the first country to test this virus. You may be. And as I understand it, it was Washington State that said, you can't buy food if you don't submit. I'd have to say, in older times, that'd be fighting words. Appeals court lets emoluments lawsuit against Trump proceed. In the level of what's going on in the world, that's like debating the ethics of giving a parking ticket to the bank robber's illegally parked car outside of the bank. as he's blowing people away in a holdup. Because basically, the Bible tells me that too. All men are sinners. And every one of these pack of jackals that's in government are probably the best sinners that money can buy. Because the game is fixed and rigged so that good, honest, decent people would never get anywhere. And probably the best, most decent candidate for president in the last long little while would probably have been Ron Paul. Just ostracized by the corporate media so that he doesn't even have a chance to be fairly represented on a ballot. And we'll pay for that mistake by letting the vultures rule the land. New York Times worries half of Americans will refuse to take the coronavirus vaccine. Well, let's try to get that up to 90%. And that'll probably be a good way to save us from the Mark of the Beast system and the bondage they have planned for us. Stocks drop for third day as recovery hopes falter. Well, most of the stock market is just like a bunch of guys in a back room playing craps. The stocks don't mean anything. When you look at how many people are unemployed, maybe with little hope of getting some sort of functional life back, these commodities markets, the stock market, to me that's meaningless. That the average person, the average family, has employment and hope, the crumbs that fall from the rich man's table, he puts a net through the air to catch those crumbs so they never even get to the ground for us to pick up with these markets. That's why they'll be in Hades. And you won't. Almost half of the UK firms could run out of money within 6 months. Well, that's probably optimistic. I thought it would be shorter, personally. Another 3 million Americans file for unemployment benefits. This is like a hammer blow for reality. Global energy demand will collapse again if coronavirus makes a comeback. And a lot of people are saying there's going to be a round two in the fall. And a three and a four and a five. And maybe even a terror attack. Just to scare you. Because Osama bin Laden's gone and he just wasn't good enough anyway to scare you into submission. Because we figured it out. It was a charade. Facebook announces $100,000 project to delete harmful memes. Yes, we must get those harmful memes. These masters of the system, Facebook, Amazon, Gates, these foundations, they're the ultimate enemies of humanity. So somebody puts up a meme and looks at it. How is that going to change my life? You are your, if you are free and sovereign, it's for you to be the censor board. When they went through great cavalcades of law and appeals over pornography, the state ultimately allowed you to be your censor board. Where in the past they did it for you. So now when it comes to Orwell's thought crime, that someone can form a thought about something, you don't have the right to even begin to form a thought. Big Brother government will do it for you. Coronavirus may never go away. Well, of course not. This is the best scam they've ever come up with yet. And hopefully we defeat it. Coronavirus antibody tests a positive development. There's only one problem. They never isolated the virus. And basically, probably most people have bits and pieces of fragmentary coronavirus in their bodies from previous illnesses. Because there's supposed to be like 100 different reasons for positive tests. Fruits. Tea may protect brain from Alzheimer's. People who had the lowest amounts of fruits, like apples and berries and red wine and tea in their diets, were 2 to 4 times more likely to develop Alzheimer's or other related dementias. Well, I guess I'll be kicking along for a while because I like my fruits. I do stab at a little red wine once in a while, but I am a teetotaler. Is avocado safe for drugs? The flesh of avocados provides fiber, folate, vitamins K, B5, B6, and C. So it's very safe. I love it. My dog eats pretty much anything I got anyway. So I was watching a video on somebody gardening
and the dog just lived on a vegetarian diet. And you know what? Puppy did very well. He was like 16. So, not too bad. I would love that dogs live a good long time. Not just to lick the traditional sores, but to be good companions in life. There's a lot of other things. I looked up some of these things because I was talking about olive leaf extract last time and its effects on upper respiratory viruses and illnesses. So there is a controlled study going on about school athletes right now to look into that. And then at a website called Doctors Nutrition, natural antiviral effects of lysine and olive leaf extract is very, very well written, but also very informative of what it does. The L-lysine fights cancer, reduces anxiety, helps the body absorb calcium to prevent osteoporosis, benefits people with diabetes and things like that. So these are some good things. So I take olive leaf extract, I get it in a liquid, and I put that down the hatch every so often. You know, it ain't going to hurt me, and it's probably really good for me. And maybe I don't have to worry about the COVID cough. Then I found a great article. It's on my website, licorice root, potential antiviral, antimicrobial, and antifungal things. And this glycyrrhiza acid, glycyrrhiza glabra, and uranensis are from the pea family. But this acid is very, very, very effective on your body and various organs, not just for upper respiratory problems. It's a fundamental thing in Chinese medicine. Helps your liver, you know, even helps for cirrhosis of the liver, and it tastes great. It's got like 20 triterpenoids and 300 flavonoids, and, you know, this is just like a little nirvana thing. I take it as a supplement through this so-called pandemic, but, you know, I love the tea. It's just so, as soon as I poured my first boiling water into the tea bag, it was just like nirvana heaven. Because it also helps with hyperreactivity and pulmonary inflammation, this acid with the G. And who wouldn't want that while you're coughing your lungs out with whatever they've decided to put in our bodies? But by and large, I think a lot of it is just almost medical malpractice. Someone else sent me a thing on, you know, how to make your own hydroxychloroquine. And in the old days, when the Brits were in India and other tropics, you had gin and tonic. And the big thing that was in the tonic was stuff that makes natural quinine. And it comes from the rind of the grapefruit, to some lesser extent, other citrus fruits. But if you look up how to make syrups, quinine syrups, you're going to be impressed. Another one was the bark of a tree, fever tree. And you got to drink something anyway, or have something anyway. Not that this is a substitute, according to some of the sites I have, but it does help for many, many things. The fever tree is called the cinchona. And the bark from that is very good. So, of course, it's poo-pooed by mainstream media and the drug companies because it's not been tested. And they poo-poo the drug as well because that's not been tested. Well, this doctor in Texas uses it. She said 98% of the people got better. That's tested good enough for me. But, you see, I don't get to choose. And I don't think I'm ever going to get to choose. Because the New World Order's got me. Catholics warn of coronavirus creating world government beyond all control, big time. And then another big funny one I found is, you know, the good Lord just said to me, George, look up COVID in Hebrew. So I did. And then I found a new drug, almost like that song from a long time ago. I got a new drug. An Israeli drug has been able to cure serious coronavirus patients tested in Africa, in the Congo, 19 intensive care patients, all recovered. And this drug is called Gomorrah, not like Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible. Very similar, G-A-M-M-O-R-A. But it's almost like saying we got this thing from Sodom and Gomorrah. and restored it and put it back to life to deal with things. And the bottle and the pitcher is just like the most bizarre thing. It's like you'd find something, you know, almost looks like a flask, like a glass flask of some sort with a cap on it. You think it comes from an alien spaceship, not from anything humanly designed. But they did these tests at Hebrew University, and it works. Well, if it works, why isn't that on the front page of the New York Times? Because we wouldn't need a vaccine, would we? And then something that just has me totally, totally, totally bamboozled is the fact that you have these H.R. 6666 laws all over the place where you can be forced to submit to whatever government testing on your body they want to do, showing you that you're no better than a rabbit in a cage, or they can haul you away or limit your freedoms to move, to buy, to purchase, to do anything. And because of my background and the fact that I listened to my grandfathers about what happened in wars past, we were killed by the best, Stalins, Hitlers. So I have no love loss for any of these isms to any great extent. My grandmother's brother was run over by a tank on the front lawn of his property. It was probably agricultural, so it could turn around. And that's all that was left was the front of his forearm. Thank you, Comrade Stalin. God only knows what other horrors she knew about but couldn't tell me. On my father's side, his father's sisters were rounded up by the Nazis and killed in one camp or another. No, thank you, Comrade Hitler. How lovely for this. And we see in this article that this sends shivers through my spine from global research that just make me think it's all happening over again, and there's no way to deny it. Timothy Alexander Guzman wrote, "Return of the brown shirts, U.S. federal and state governments to hire contact tracers to hunt down new COVID cases." And I mean, they're looking for like hundreds of thousands of them. So there'll be no escape. Former CDC director Dr. Tom Frieden estimates that our country needs at least several hundred thousand. Well, if he's with the CDC, we know how wonderful that's going to be. But one that just really floored me, and I haven't had time to, you know, really go into background. I want to pick up my book from my guest from before, Stephen Kinzer, about Sidney Gottlieb, CIA's poisoner-in-chief, because the former Food and Drug Administration guy under Trump is also talking for hundreds of thousands, and his name is Scott Gottlieb. I hope they're not related, but even if they are, they're related in task to gain control of a human population. So I illustrated this on my website, but I took pictures from the Holocaust to just show you, you know, how easily it is that you're pulled from your home, assembled, lined up. And the beauty of this is because you have this incurable disease, so they say, they can always tell whoever remains in your family that you died of the disease as you're eliminated from the body politic. And I don't doubt for a minute they wouldn't want to try that, that you'll be put in your COVID isolation place. Then I found a nice picture of Adolf with a little girl. Your parents were quarantined. They had a deadly disease. It appears they did not survive. You belong to us now. Wow, I guess we always belong to the various dictators. It's just now the parents are gone, so there's no more hope of influence to correct you and straighten you about. And this is what we face. China's put its digital yuan together while we were busy fighting whatever we're fighting. So they're prepared to walk into Satan's kingdom. Then I've got a cute old movie. Sometimes I like to look up some of the minor characters and some of the old shows. What happened to them? Where did they go? Well, unfortunately, this poor woman, Barbara Nichols, she died at 47 or something like that. And one of the other actresses in the movie that I found that she was in, she also died very young as well. It was called The Human Duplicator. It was made in 1965. So it's kind of one of those old cheesy horror movies. It isn't really a horror movie. But You'll recognize Jaws from the James Bond series as the villain. He's a space alien that comes to Earth to take it over. And how they do it is they make robotic duplicates of people. And when you think about Hillary doing the funky chicken in public and having to be, you know, hauled away into this van and other things, you know, it's always in the back of my mind. Angela Merkel's got some kind of, you know, kinky movements with her hands and their eyeballs go funny and stuff. You know, it was, could it be? Have they ever tried that? Has it been done? And so I found it very interesting, even though it's a cheesy movie. But one of the things I did admire them for is they told the truth about robotics. And the mad scientist is amazing. And the people around him, they said, why you never, never, never make an artificial intelligence that's smarter than you are, because it'll take over the world and take you over. That's the singularity. And the people bringing the singularity to us want it to be better than us, want it to take over the world, want it to enslave us, want it to drive us into extinction. That is their mission, their goal for life. And then this one was kind of cute. The Brave New World of Bill Gates and Big Telecom. So everything we've said about this is true. It's a Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Association talking about things. The 5G strategies, how they're going to blanket the earth with all this stuff. How dangerous it is for your body. That Gates purchased the $5.3 million Crown Castle shares necessary to get in the door with this. All the data mining that they're getting to. You know, I opened a link that Jack sent me from what you'd think would be a Patriot news network. And it's got that warning for cookies, you know. So I'm learning to click those on and see, what are you trying to set up? It was like 10 pages long. These people are selling your data to hell and back again, so that when you click onto this, you might as well just give them the keys to your house and your passwords and your bank account control and everything. It was just unbelievable. So anyway, they mention in this too that Big Telecom, Big Data, and Bill Gates are building the digital tyranny trap with the Internet of Things, as Gates describes it, with Elon Musk, Amazon, Facebook. You know, Amazon breaks into my computer like 20 times when I do this show. Last time I was on, for a half hour before when I turned it on, till about 5 minutes after the first hour, had 35 intrusion attempts. One of them was a front company for the CIA and the FBI. The other one was Amazon mostly. Google was trying to get in there. And, you know, it's just amazing. Well, you just listen to the show. You hear everything. Everything's open source. And you know what? You may decide you don't want to work for evil anymore. The surveillance state and transhumanism is the other big thing with these data chips. Rewarding compliance. The cryptocurrency system patent. So you will be rewarded with this. So the more that you jump for the bone, the more money they'll put in your cryptocurrency. And you know what, pal? It's like General McAuliffe, the Battle of the Bulge. And the Germans had him surrounded, and they said, give up. He had a one-word answer for the Germans. Nuts. Because I got to be nuts to surrender to something like this. Owning smart cities. Oh, you're so smart that we can track you. And you know what happened? Big miracle happened in Toronto. Google went away. They're not going to build their smart city in Toronto or their smart portion of a city. The mayor was crying, just crying. Get me back Ford. John Tory is a complete slave to the New World Order. So I'm glad they're gone. They want to put stuff in your body. These chips will give out drugs in your body. They will control your reproduction. They can turn it on with a woman's menstrual cycle, and turn it off. And it won't be at your command, let me tell you, once you get it in there, because it's part of controlling the whole human race, controlling climate and geoengineering. Well, what they're doing is geoengineering, and they're telling us that's our fault. Because I started my car, I caused ice sheets to fall off in Antarctica. It's crap. They're blocking the sun and doing all kinds of other terrible things, making storms, whether warfare is the way to fight, because nobody can ever prove that you started a war. And then the cashless society, the mark of the beast, no buying, no selling, unless you give us your soul. And then the reward for these people is the billionaires can become trillionaires and go into the deepest form of hell that could ever be imagined, because we're fortunate to live on the crumbs and have the dog lick our sores, knowing that our redemption is nigh, that we have a place that they cannot go to. Pharaoh thought he was God King, and I'm sure pretty much most of these billionaires think they are too. But all their junk was left behind in the pyramid. You couldn't take it with you. You were just, as it stands now, in your sarcophagus, a bag of bones wrapped up in bandages. You come from the earth, you return to the earth. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. They're nothing special. In fact, they're not special at all. They're just sadistically evil. But here at Power Hour, we put another spin on things to liberate your mind, your soul, your body, and free you for your God-given purpose. See you on the other side of the break with Scott Bennett. Glad to have you out.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.